Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 18. Winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows level off around 9 above. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 12 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Trey Stahl. Four people were injured in an accident just before 9 o'clock last night in Labette County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a Peterbilt semi driven by John Jason Camilleri, 46, of Wyoming, was westbound on U.S. 400 just west of U.S. 59. The semi struck the driver of a 2008 Ford F-150 driven by Rachel Hazlett, 25, of Parsons, who was conducting an unsafe U-turn on 400. EMS did transport Hazlett and three passengers, including Destiny Miller, 25, of Pittsburgh, a 3-year-old boy and a 1-year-old boy, to Labette Health. The 3-year-old child was not restrained in a booster seat. Pottawatomie County Sheriff's officials are asking the public to help with information regarding a number of mailboxes that were damaged or stolen this past week. The mailboxes were along Hopkins Creek Road, Lake Elbow Road, and Rockingham Road near St. George. Anyone with information is asked to call 785-457-3353. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
2025 is the year to come out to Midwest Kia if you dare to compare. We're so confident that you'll love the product, love the pricing, and love the simple and transparent purchase process that we're putting our money where our mouth is. This year, give Midwest Kia a chance to dazzle you. Mention the Dare to Compare campaign, and we'll give you an extra $200 off any new vehicle, in addition to any existing rebates and discounts. Found a better fit elsewhere? We're going to pay you $100 just for giving us a chance. It's a win-win all month long at Midwest Kia. Mention the Dare to Compare campaign, and we'll give you an extra $200 off any new vehicle, in addition to any existing rebates and discounts. Dare to Compare. Just another way to say,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
$100 payment paid to customers who have been presented a deal in store and provided a signed purchase agreement from competing dealer up to 30 days after store visit.
A 26-year-old Wellington man has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for killing his wife during a domestic dispute in 2023. Michael Edgington was sentenced to 61 months for the death of 25-year-old Sydney Palmer. He pleaded guilty in October to voluntary manslaughter, but was initially charged with second-degree murder. The shooting happened the afternoon of July 3, 2023, in the 1300 block of North A Street in Wellington. Saline County has issued a state of local disaster emergency after getting more than 13 inches of snow over the weekend. And just a few days after the storm, people are still digging out of their driveways as crews are trying their best to clear streets and highways. Saline County Emergency Management Director Michelle Weiss said the county issued the local state of emergency declaration to help with cleanup efforts. This will help with storm-related cleanup efforts and costs. She says the financial help comes at an important time. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After a number of names have been dropped onto the desk of Governor Jim Pillen to potentially fill the vacant seat for the Nebraska State Supreme Court, Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen has officially selected the district judge from his hometown of Columbus to be the next Supreme Court justice. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, Platte County District Judge Jason Bergevin has now succeeded Justice Jeffrey Funk to become the next Supreme Court justice after joining his district court back in 2022. In a statement, Bergevin says, quote, I am honored to be chosen as the next judge of the Nebraska Supreme Court from the 5th Judicial District. Three highly qualified applicants step forward for this position. I appreciate Governor Pillen's confidence in me. I will work hard to continue serving the Nebraska judicial branch and the people of our state. Bergevin also has held multiple different positions in the U.S. Air Force Judge Advocate General's Corp until 2022 and oversaw the opening of the state's newest problem-solving courts in Platte County. Mid-America Network News.
At Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino, we know the holiday bills can pile up. That's why we've blown the budget on random rewards cash for you in January. 6,000 in random rewards cash every Friday. Double the pleasure on Saturday. 12,000 in random rewards cash. That's more than $70,000 in cash in all this January. Earn entries with your Seven Clan players card on all your favorite games. Follow us on Facebook to see who claimed the latest life-changing jackpot. And come win in January at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Highway 77 in Newkirk, where the winners play.
Grr, it's Delana from Truck Stuff here to invite you in from the cold to check out our winter deals. Keep the mud and slush under control with floor liners from WeatherTech or Husky this season. We also now offer remote start for most vehicles and can also upgrade your seat covers to include seat warmers. It's getting hot in here at Truck Stuff at the corner of Central and Washington.
Tricked out, decked out, check us out, Truck Stuff.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Progress in clearing snow from roads continues, with most area schools returning to session Wednesday on a two-hour delay. Highways were again passable Tuesday, with most rural roads cleared to at least single lane. Work continues from a weekend snowstorm that dumped upwards of a foot of snow on top of an ice glaze as winter ushered in significantly colder temperatures. Temps are expected to rise above freezing into Thursday. Marshall County Commissioners delayed Monday's meeting until Tuesday this week due to weather. At last week's meeting, the high bid of $221,000 from Steve O'Neill of Marysville was accepted for a 6.2-acre tract in East Marysville that was up for sealed bid after two attempts to fund a new jail project of the site were rejected by voters. Four bids were received for the property. Year-end transfers were approved, including up to $150,000 from Road and Bridge to the Machinery Fund, up to $500,000 from Road and Bridge to the Special Road and Bridge Fund, up to $100,000 from the Sheriff's Budget to Sheriff's Capital Outlay, up to $150,000 from the Health Department to the Health Department Building Fund, and up to $15,000 from the Election Fund to Elections Equipment Reserve. An open house is planned Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. in the county clerk's office to recognize outgoing Marshall County Commissioners Fritz Blaske and Keith Bramhall. Washington County Commissioners heard an update on seismic testing with plans to continue in southern Washington County this spring in search for hydrogen reserves. They will be working roadside and are to contact landowners prior to testing. Dan Juneman was appointed Franklin Township Board Trustee. A public meeting in Waterville Wednesday evening will be held to consider a variance that would allow ambulance services to adjust personnel in order to sustain services with a shortage of certified EMS providers. Public notice and a public meeting are required before adopting changes, which could affect service for communities served, including Waterville and Blue Rapids. The meeting begins at 5:30 this evening at the Waterville Ambulance Station. Due to the inclement weather, Harvester's food distribution in Axtell has been canceled this Friday, January 10th.
Bernice A. Helmer, age 86, of rural Marysville, passed away January 3rd. Funeral service is planned Friday, 10:30, at the Emmanuel State Line Lutheran Church, north of Marysville, burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 2 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Bernice Helmer. Barbara J. Forrest, age 75, of Frankfort, passed away December 29th. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Columbkeel's Catholic Church at Blaine. Burial in the Mount Calvary Catholic Cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church, with a visitation Friday noon until 4 at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Barbara Forrest. Kirk C. Bradford, age 71, of Marysville, passed away December 23rd. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30, at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Private family burial in the church cemetery. A visitation is planned 5:30 until 6:30 with a rosary at 6:30 Friday at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Kirk Bradford. Morris J. Pete Cumro, age 101, of Hollenburg, passed away December 29th.
Celebration of Life service is planned Saturday, 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Fairbury. Family will have a meet and greet at 6 p.m. with a rosary at 7 on Friday evening at the Gertis Meyer Funeral Home in Fairbury, in charge of arrangements for Pete Cumrow. Dale Dewis, age 81, passed away December 28th. And a funeral service is planned Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Gertis Meyer Funeral Home. Burial at a later date. Gertis Meyer Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Dale Dewis. Connie M. Hartloff, age 80, of Blue Rapids, passed away December 24th. Memorial service rescheduled this Saturday, January 11th, 2 until 4 at the 4-H building on the Marshall County Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Connie Hartloff. Keith L. Zabakrotsky, age 68, of Washington, passed away December 27th. Funeral arrangements pending with the Ward Funeral Home in charge for Keith Zabakrotsky. Caitlin C. Dillman, age 33, of Marysville, passed away December 28th. Funeral arrangements pending with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge for Caitlin Dillman. Pamela K. Stowes, age 73, of Marysville, passed away January 3rd. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley's in charge for Pamela Stowes. Scott H. Stevens, age 74, of Waterville, passed away January 3rd. Funeral arrangements pending with the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge for Scott Stevens.
Wait! Santa is done, my friends! After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot by upgrading your Wi-Fi experience with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service.
To learn more, visit bluevalley.net.
Are you searching for a primary care provider who can do it all? Sunflower Medical Clinic is here for you. From adult health screenings to well child exams, DOT physicals, or more, our team at Sunflower Medical Clinic is here to keep your family healthy. We also offer laser hair removal, Botox, facial fillers, plus bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. Call us today to see how Sunflower Medical Clinic can serve you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the upper teens and upper 20s, then partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the single digits and mid-teens. A slight chance for some snow showers throughout Thursday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 30s, and more snow showers may continue into Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. Sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the lower to mid-30s, and partly cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to upper teens. Staying sunny throughout Saturday as well with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s, and mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. Partly sunny skies throughout Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 30s, and mostly cloudy skies into Sunday night with our lows in the lower to upper teens. Staying sunny throughout Monday as well with our highs in the upper 20s and mid-30s, then partly cloudy skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the single digits and mid-teens. Still staying mostly sunny and slightly cooler throughout Tuesday with our highs in the upper teens and mid-20s throughout the region. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early January 39, record high on this date 72. The average low 19, the record low is 21 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:47, sunset this evening at 5:21.
Haggling isn't just for flea markets and used cars anymore. We will share the scoop on other items that might have a little wiggle room on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, January 8th, the 8th day of the year. Elvis Presley would have turned 90 years old. He was born on this day in 1935. It's customary to haggle over big-ticket items like cars or real estate, but you might be surprised at the other discounts to be found if you just ask. At the supermarket, perishables like meat and bread are often negotiable, especially at the end of the day. Considering a gym membership, it's worth asking for a discounted rate if you'll be an infrequent user. And if you can arrange a cruise at the last minute, you'll find that unsold cabins get cheaper as sailing day approaches. It's estimated that a little haggling can save the average consumer around $600 each year. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. The Kansas State Wildcats have had kind of a little bit of a wild travel schedule due to weather. They went straight to Stillwater from Fort Worth after getting beat by TCU over the weekend. They spent several days in Stillwater, which caused them to get their schedule just a little bit different than normal. Did that affect the way they played last night? Jerome Tang says no. It was all about what Oklahoma State did in a 79-66 loss to the Cowboys in Stillwater.
Credit to Oklahoma State. They just did a much better job than we did. They were more prepared. They played harder. Those two words I wrote on the board, effort and execution, and they beat us in both of them. And so that's on me. All the credit goes to those guys for the result tonight.
Next up for the Cats, it's the top 15 team in Houston coming to Bramley's for a 5 p.m. tip-off on Saturday. Mid-American Network Sports.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
After falling out of the top 10 for the first time all season, the Kansas Jayhawks at number 11 now. They will have a home game tonight. Arizona State comes into Allen Fieldhouse. That game will tip off at 8 o'clock. Another head coaching opportunity could be on the horizon for Kansas City Chiefs offensive coordinator Matt Nagy. The New York Jets will be interviewing Nagy, giving him a chance to fill the vacancy. Nagy was promoted from quarterbacks coach to OC for the second time in 2023. Nagy also used to be the former head coach of the Chicago Bears from 2018 to 2021. Another coaching change in the NFL. The Las Vegas Raiders have fired Antonio Pierce after just his first full season as a head coach. The Raiders were just 4-13 this season. The number one team in college basketball, the Tennessee Volunteers, got beat by Florida on the road last night by 30. The Gators took care of the Vols 73-43. The 2025 season was announced yesterday for the Chiefs. They have 9 home games, including out-of-conference games with the Texans, Colts, Ravens, Eagles, Commanders, and Lions. That's Mid-America Network Sports.
Jayhawk basketball, 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock tip tonight, live on KNDY FM 95.5.
Hamish Trucking Incorporated knows the guys and girls on the Nemaha Central winter sports teams have been working hard to sharpen their skills, and the Thunder fans plan on showing their pride at all the upcoming events. Hamish Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair.
Add a bit of bling to your garden with metallic colored plants. They make great additions to containers and garden beds. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Silver plants like plush lamb's ear, variegated Jack Frost Brunera, silver shimmer's lungwort, and Russian sage can brighten a dreary corner of the garden. They also make a nice backdrop, helping nearby flowers stand out in the garden bed or planter. Use copper and bronze leaf plants to add variety and depth to the garden. Select plants that have similar tones and hues as the surrounding building materials, or use them to contrast with blue leaf plants or create a focal point in the garden and container. You'll find bronze and copper leaf coral bell varieties to tuck into planters, use as ground covers, or for mixed borders. Add vertical interest with twisted toffee sedges and bronze baby formium, and add bold texture with bronze peacock rogersia. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Find out what's bugging you and your houseplants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
She was one of the richest women in the world, a Quaker who some thought was simply too miserly in her ways, yet a shrewd investor who outperformed her male counterparts in a time when women were not accepted in most financial markets. The story from her rural town is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
She was born Henrietta Robinson in November of 1834. The daughter of a wealthy whaling family in New Bedford, Massachusetts, she learned business skills from her father and grandfather and didn't seem much interested in marrying until her early 30s when she tied the knot with Edward Green, a successful businessman in New York City who was from Vermont.
She was a Quaker and she was very thrifty. She came up here, married Mr. Green, and when he died, she inherited his fortune. She was a moneymaker.
Kathy Bergman is the president of the Bellow Falls Historical Society, the town from which Green hailed and where the couple called home for many years. Hetty, as she was known, inherited a few million dollars from her father and aunt upon their deaths, and she became a very shrewd and wealthy investor.
There are all these terrible stories about Hetty Green. She's called the Witch of Wall Street. I think all those nasty stories about it were just the guys jealous.
Hetty and her husband, Edward, moved to London from 1867 to 73, where she gave birth to a son and daughter, Ned and Sylvia. When they returned to the U.S., they settled here in Bellows Falls. And Kathy says that while Hetty was an expert investor, that doesn't mean that some of her methods may have seemed a little out of place, especially for a woman of that era.
She would put newspapers under her skirt when it was cold, and she just was thrifty.
But there was no doubt Hetty was making money. While some investors lived lavishly, Kathy notes that Hetty was known for frugality, and perhaps some of the legends surrounding her have tainted the picture of what she accomplished. The conclusion of the story is next time as we travel the countryside in Bellows Falls, Vermont. I'm Andrew McCray.
It is possible to trick Mother Nature in the winter. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Bring springtime and lots of color into your home by forcing flowering tree and shrub branches into bloom as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. In most areas of the country, this is the dead of winter. It's cold and bleak, and spring seems so far away. If you have early spring flowering trees or shrubs, you can remove a few of the branches and force them to bloom inside. Forsythia, flowering dogwood, magnolia, and even fruit trees are just a few species that could brighten up your home with color. Rosie Lerner is an extension horticulturist at Purdue University. She says after a period of at least 8 weeks of temperatures below 40 degrees, branches can be cut and forced into bloom. The later in the winter you cut them, the shorter the forcing time becomes. Look for branches that are starting to plump up with buds, but don't go crazy with the shears.
You want to, of course, think about the fact that you're cutting the branches off of landscape plant that you want to look good. You don't want to just, ravage it by, removing lots and lots of twigs and then have an awful looking shrub out there.
Cut each branch just above a vegetative bud, meaning one that's going to become a shoot with leaves on it. After you bring them indoors, make a second cut on a slant just above the previous cut and stick them in a vase of water. Adding a floral preservative isn't necessary, but it won't hurt either.
Depending on what species it is, it may be 2 weeks between cutting and blooming. It could be 4 weeks. It really depends on which species you're talking about and how close you were to the plant's natural bloom time. The closer you are to its normal bloom time, the faster this forcing will go.
Lerner recommends keeping your branches away from strong sunlight and in room temperatures from the mid-60s to low 70s. Find more tips for forcing branches for winter color at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Hi, I'm Rob West with the Faith and Finance Minute.
On this date, January 8th, back in the year 1987, the Dow Jones Industrial Average finally broke the 2,000-point barrier, 14 long years after it hit the 1,000 mark. Many of the experts said 2,000 would likely be the high water mark and the market would fall again. Instead, the market barreled forward in one of the biggest bull runs in history. And just 4 years later, it hit the 3,000 mark. Here's the point. Even the experts, the most knowledgeable and best informed people, can't predict the stock market. That means you and I can't predict it either. So the best approach is to take the long-term view and invest regularly through all the ups and downs, and in the end, you'll likely come out ahead. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the FaithFi community. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance in your app store or visit faithfi.com.
The Manhattan Commission Company's special stock house sale has been rescheduled for Wednesday, January 15th, starting 11 a.m. First Calf Heifers include 156 Fancy Angus First Calf Heifers mixed consignments, plus 52 Black White Face Sim Angus and Charlotte Angus Cross First Calf Heifers, all bred to low birth weight bulls for January 17th through April calving. There will be 14 Fancy Bulls Hereford First Calf Heifers bred to low birth weight Hereford bulls for February through March calves. Spring cows include 400 Red Angus, Black White Face, and Hereford Red cows. 3 years older, including 112 replication Red Angus cows to be 5 years old, bred to Peeper Red Angus bulls for March and April calves. 90 choice home-raised Angus cows, 3 to 7 years old, bred to Angus bulls for March and April calving. There'll be 100 black baldy, and Sim Angus cross cows, 3 years to short and solid. They'll have September through November calves by side. For more information on the special cow sale to be held Wednesday, January 15th at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the swearing-in of a new administration in Washington, D.C., just less than 2 weeks away, that also means the conversation happening right now about potential confirmations of cabinet picks with the changes made in the Oval Office, as Pam Lewis, the Ag Director at the Washington Policy Center, talks about the close eye that many elected officials are having on Brooke Rollins, the nominee for the Ag Secretary, coming up under the new Trump administration.
I don't necessarily know a ton about her. I do think that she will, champion, hopefully she should champion anyway, the general farm way of life and farm businesses.
One of the main issues they say they will be focusing on includes a conversation with tariffs that may not make trade easy, but may bring more individuals to the table as agricultural products from the U.S. continue to expand globally.
But I think tariffs and trade will be a little bit sticky. We've not really seen a whole lot from her about that, and that is certainly an active part of USDA policy as well.
Lewison goes on to say as well that they'll be watching closely as the process continues. The interview's already happening one-on-one with the nominees making their way through elected officials' offices before the official hearings that happen in committee.
I think everybody's kind of curious. It seems out of the blue. It's one of those things where there's a lot of question marks, but I don't necessarily think that that's a bad thing.
Some of the questions that are coming up in the agricultural community with some of the cabinet picks and the agricultural secretary nominee include some of the tariffs and foreign trade, along with some of the communications we have with other foreign nations and relations, including the ongoing conflict with Russia and the Ukraine, what's happening in the Middle East, and of course the ongoing relationship tensions with China, with the trade that we've seen pick up, especially in the agricultural community, with the Chinese picking up more of the American agricultural products. As they say, all those will be a factor when it comes to the questioning within the committee hearings. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
More to drive in 2025 at Rusty Eck Ford. More selection. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles all ready for you to drive home today. More for your trade. Get the best value for your trade-in vehicle. More award-winning service. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running. Recognized for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Our factory-certified technicians are here to care for all your auto repair needs. We offer vehicle pickup and drop-off services, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance. More financing options. Our financing team will find the best options to get you into a new car, truck, or SUV. Enjoy zero down payment and low APR financing. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Another perspective on ways agriculture can help address climate change today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I knew a guy who was caught in a power takeoff on his dairy farm. By some miracle, he survived. Most farmers aren't as lucky. Keep those shields in place. Don't wear loose clothing around a power takeoff. And shut the tractor off before doing any work or adjustments to the PTO. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action board member Tim Favory, who works for Nutrien, shares his five key takeaways from the recent UN conference on climate change.
One is related to the interconnectedness of climate issues and biodiversity and nature issues. If we're looking at these set of issues and the impacts that they might have on farms, that they should be looked at together instead of separately.
Next, says Favory, the system to incent farmers to change those practices needs to be solidified. Third, he says, ag-based interventions for climate need to be localized.
We all know that every farm is different. Every field on every farm is different from a soil perspective, water, etc. And advocating for standards and programs to really be sensitive to the differences that are at play in agriculture, that one global standard might not have the same impact on one part of the United States as it would on another part.
Fourth, says Favory, food and agriculture needs to have a loud voice in the climate change discussion. And five, keep a close watch on how climate-focused litigation could impact agriculture. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Marysville Livestock Incorporated will have their Thursday cattle sale this week as scheduled, beginning 11:30 a.m.
When you're raising cattle, you have your standards. The right feed, plenty of pasture. As your ag financial partner, we've got our standards too. Like being there to help you run your business with the loans and appraisals you need. Raising cattle and raising standards. So stop by and let's talk. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Industrial hemp could be another feed alternative for cattle. It's nutritious for them, but there is that issue with cannabinoids. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA, and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
There are many uses for industrial hemp, and cattle feed may soon be one of them. Don't worry, it won't make your cows high. Researchers at Kansas State University are studying the nutritional benefits of hemp and the potential for cannabinoid drug residues to accumulate in meat and milk. Mike Kleinhans is an assistant professor at Kansas State's College of Veterinary Medicine and co-researcher on the study. He says all parts of the hemp plant could be nutritious for cattle.
Depending on the plant part, they had varying levels of crude protein. So crude protein and say like the flower or the leaves, or even the leftover from the seed harvesting, so that chaff in the upper 20s to 20% range. So it'd be comparable like alfalfa, so quite a bit of crude protein. Digestibility on most of these were fairly good, especially when you got away from the stemmy type pieces.
The biggest downside to hemp as livestock feed is the plant's cannabinoid content. And if you feed hemp to an animal, do cannabinoids get into its system? Well, they fed some to Holstein steers to find out.
Basically wanted to see if it actually entered the animal. How long does it stay in the animal? And what we found was is when you feed industrial hemp, yes, cannabinoids are absorbed in the animal quite rapidly, but they go away pretty quickly as well. So half-life on that is like 14 hours. So the maximum concentration to be cut in half was 14 hours, essentially.
The million-dollar question is, when is the meat or milk free of residues and safe to enter the food chain? Kleinhen says the research continues. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about hemp for cattle at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. There are many exciting things that are happening at Kansas State University for Agriculture that Jane Shute, Director of K-State Research and Extension and Associate Dean of Research for the College of Agriculture, talks about as we begin 2025.
So the Global Center is going to be a great way to collaborate across campus. It's going to be right between Call Hall and Weber Hall with a focus around food and grain, but also around kind of some big areas that we are looking at really across the university to collaborate. So one of those being human health and well-being, advanced manufacturing, biosafety and food security, and then sustainable ag practices, which is really important across the university. And those four things have really been adopted even more widely than just the College of Agriculture, which ag is so collaborative across the whole university. But we really are embracing sustainability on campus right now. There's some really neat things that are happening.
Shu explains what work will be taking place at a research location off campus.
We have places across Kansas that we have research centers. So one of those examples is the Rannells Ranch, which if you know where the Kanza is, it's right across the road, right across the street. But wonderful collaboration that's going on there. Bringing in, we have co-directors right now, and it has been just wonderful to see their collaboration already. So Logan Thompson and Sophie Westbrook, one from animal science, one from agronomy, and working together on what this looks like for the soil, what this looks like for animal agriculture and grazing, what this looks like for, you know, for lots of that production ag.
Fundraising for a new beef feedlot at K-State is happening, and she discusses what will be at the new facility.
We'll have a metabolism barn that you can do basically research on individual animals. We'll have a small pen, high replicate feedlot, 10 head pens, 125 of them, and you can do kind of smaller groups of animals, but multiples of those, so you get good research data. We'll also have a feed mill for feeding the animals, and that's an important thing so our student trainees can get hands-on experience mixing rations, doing things like that as well.
That was K-State's Jane Shue with a few things that are going on at Kansas State University in 2025. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier as we move through a Wednesday today, middle of the week. Market's wrapping up here in just a little bit, and we're still seeing pretty consistent numbers on the board. A lot of red on the board right now. The soybeans still lingering right now as well. See how we close in just a little bit. In the corn market, though, March corn down 3¾ cents at 454¼. We have the May corn down by 3¼ at 462½ cents. Kansas City wheat for March, they're down 5¾ at 550 even a bushel.
with the May Casey wheat down by 5 3/4 at 5.58 3/4 of a cent. Looking at your oats market, we have March oats unchanged right now at 3.26 even a bushel, with the May oats down 2 3/4 at 3.35 even. Over in the bean market, January still lingering slightly higher, up 0.25 cent at 9.92 1/2. March beans down 2 3/4 at 9.94 1/2 cent. Soybean meal for January, they're down 2.40 at 2.92.90, and the March meal is down 1.60 at 3.01 1/90 cents. Soybean oil for January in the green, 26 cents at 40.98, and the March down 29 cents at 41.54. Canola market, January is in the green, 4.20 at 6.25 1/90 cents. January is off the board at 6.32.20, and the cotton market down by 10 cents at 68.41. May cotton down 12 cents at 69.56. U.S. dollar index today, we are seeing some decent gains here, rebounding from yesterday's losses. March index up 53 cents at 108.91. June index up 64 cents at 108.67. We have the 30-year bonds for March down slightly at 112.30, and the 10-year notes, they are really unchanged right now, sitting at 108.05. Overall, in the stock market today, still kind of mixed, but the Dow Jones is climbing into the green, up 6 points right now at 42,535. S&P up a point at 59.10, and the NASDAQ is down by 6 points at 19,484. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
2025 is the year to come out to Midwest Kia if you dare to compare. We're so confident that you'll love the product, love the pricing, and love the simple and transparent purchase process that we're putting our money where our mouth is. This year, give Midwest Kia a chance to dazzle you. Mention the Dare to Compare campaign, and we'll give you an extra $200 off any new vehicle, in addition to any existing rebates and discounts. Found a better fit elsewhere? We're going to pay you $100 just for giving us a chance. It's a win-win all month long at Midwest Kia. Mention the Dare to Compare campaign, and we'll give you an extra $200 off any new vehicle, in addition to any existing rebates and discounts. Dare to Compare. Just another way to say,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
$100 payment paid to customers who have been presented a deal in-store and provided a signed purchase agreement from competing dealer up to 30 days.
Marysville Livestock Incorporated will have their Thursday cattle sale this week as scheduled, beginning 11:30 a.m.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The stock market has hit midweek looking for direction. Headed into the noon hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down about 26 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 and the NASDAQ Composite each had slipped by about 0.1%. 2024 ended with a significant decline in weekly jobless filings. In the week just ended, 201,000 first-time claims for unemployment benefits were filed, a reduction of 10,000 from the week before and the lowest reading in 11 months. Lower oil prices are cutting into profits at ExxonMobil. The energy giant says quarterly earnings in part of its business could take a hit of up to $900 million. Federal investigators are taking a new look at more than 2.5 million Tesla vehicles equipped with a feature that lets drivers move them remotely. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has had reports of those vehicles hitting posts or other cars.